All right, thank you very much. I got time for one more, kind of a quick one. I've been doing a series of sort of tributes to important people, so I'm going to try to squeeze this one in, especially considering the day that it was on Monday. So thank you very much, everybody, for your ear and your time. Who's that standing over there? Dr. Martin Luther King. A man who helped let freedom ring for many hated and oppressed people. In a time of great social change and upheaving, a man came around and asked for questioning of equality in the way we treat the human soul, in the way we treat humanity, and the way we treat each other. It's kind of hard to imagine nowadays going to a bathroom and telling that dark-skinned person, hey, you can't piss there. You have to piss in a different urinal. But that's how it was back then. No justice for our dark-skinned women and men. Dr. Martin Luther King, a peaceful being, didn't want a war like some of his colleagues called for. He wanted us to stand up against oppression through love and not aggression. And I thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King. We need to have those words continue to ring in this time when so much hate has come to the limelight that we thought was buried long ago. We have to remember it's the human spirit that we're all connected. We're all one family, planet, being. And if some of us think we're better, then maybe we have a responsibility to help others instead of gloating and wishing them dead. And I thank Dr. Martin Luther King for doing that. He was executed, some call it murder. But there's no doubt that people in power were happy he was gone. But people continued to sing his song and stand up against what was wrong. And he led the way, even for us today. So thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King, for dealing with their bullshit and showing us the way. Dealing with their bullshit and showing us the way. Thank you.
Very nice. Keep it going. That's Will right there on the five-string electric guitar. We got the outbound mage inbound.